Behold, an army shall come.
A fire burneth before them, and behind them is a flame that burneth. The land before them is as the garden of Eden, and behind them a great wilderness. Yea, nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so they shall run. Join firmly Lazarus, the friends of the world, as he takes you on a journey into God's own word. It's building time. Building time.
And be it of the everlasting doors that the King of glory shall come in. Now verse 8. Who is this King of glory? The resurrection of Christ is not about Christ. The resurrection is so special because you also resurrected with him. And this question is not a question directed to Christ. The question is not who is the King of glory. The question is who is this King of glory. Now look at it. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Go to verse 9. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even leap them, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory shall come in. Now, hold on, people. Look up. Christ hanging on the cross. Let me show you from this scripture. Turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians 15 and 5, sorry, so you can understand well. Go to verse 15. 1 Corinthians 5, go to verse 15. Let's make this quick. 1 Corinthians 5. Okay, sorry, 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15. Okay. Now look at it. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Go to verse 16 now. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man our flesh. After that Christ has died for you, we can no longer suck your totality after your looks. It is not about your looks. It is about what you are made up of. You are as expensive as the price that purchased you. And that's why it's a slap if a believer is living far below his price. Henceforth, no, we know man after the flesh. Yet though we've known Christ after the flesh, yet henceforth, knowing him no more. We used to know Jesus after the flesh, but after he resurrected, he spoke with them on the road to Jerusalem, and they could not recognize that he was Christ. Do you know that Christ did not resurrect as a spirit? He resurrected as a man, telling us that God still has interest in your body. Why do you think Christ resurrected in the book of John 21? He was still eating bread and fish. The resurrection of Christ signifies three things. I'm going to give them to you quickly in a hurry. Amen. Amen. But much more importantly, the Spirit of God saw to it that he guided him into coming back from the dead. And Christ did not rise up from the dead alone. He rose up with you. If you were crucified with him, amen, amen, and of you have been crucified with Christ, your journey did not end there. You resurrected with him. The cross was not the destination of the church. People have died. He claimed to come to die. The proof that his ministry is actually sufficient is in the resurrection. Alright, they've been sacrificing goats and calves. Jephthah sacrificed his only daughter. Abraham was ready to kill Isaac. If Christ had died without resurrecting, there would have been no difference. Amen. Let me show you three things. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Amen. Now look at these three things that the resurrection guarantees to us or means to us. The resurrection of Jesus on the cross is a proof that the sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary is sufficient for our sins. The resurrection from the dead is a proof that his death for us is enough to take away our sins. Please project 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 3 to 4. 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 3 to 4. Quickly. 1 Corinthians 15. All right. For I have delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to Scripture. Verse 4. And that he was buried and rose again the third day according to... So what's the gospel now? That he came as a man, lived as a man, died. Did the gospel end up there? The gospel is in the fact that he resurrected. That's the victory of the church. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of resurrection. Is the guarantee of our victory. Hallelujah. Now go to verse 17. Let me show you something. 15, that same verse, verse 17. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. You are yet in your sins. If the Holy Spirit had experienced power failure, everything Christ had done is what? Where? What? In vain. Did he resurrect from the dead? Alright. That's why, where is your position now as a believer? Where is your position? Far above all. How did you get there? When did you get there? Amen. The day he rose up. He rose up with many sons unto glory. Glory to the Father. Can we celebrate his works in our lives? Hallelujah. Amen. Can you imagine how miserable... You know, if Christ had not died for us, it is not just that the devil is actually going to get rid of man. We will self-destruct. Recently, I was watching North Korea were testing a ballistic missile to one of, I think, Atlantic Ocean. The following day, United States of America also tested their own missiles. Do you know that some countries have numbers of atomic bombs that are capable of destroying the whole world? They should launch them. Amen. Why will someone go and build weapons of mass destruction? Why? We will self-destruct without the intervention of Christ. Can you imagine you seated here tonight without hope of eternity? Living in a country like Nigeria. Coming to a school like OAU. And yet eternity is not sure. Amen. The Holy Spirit is faithful. He saw to it that this man, Christ, did not die in vain. This is a reality. Amen. This is a what? It's a reality. The Holy Spirit brought him back from the... He's the first one from the dead. No one had tried it before in history. The Bible says that if the princes of this world had known, they would never have crucified Christ. The devil lost a regret. Crucifixion of Jesus. He didn't lose that regret until Christ came up from the dead. If we had known, we should never have allowed him to die. Amen. There was no regret until he resurrected. The crucifixion is symbolic. You are not where you used to be. If you are saying, what is man that you are mindful of him? That the Son of Man that you consider him? That you make him a little bit lower than the angels? The word angels is the word Elohim. What is man that you consider him and make him a little bit lower than the same one who spoke in the beginning? Come, let us make man in our own image. He used the word a little bit lower. Can I tell you something tonight? You are in the God class. Christ did not resurrect, he didn't rise from the grave to leave you ordinary. And that's why you can't sum up a believer after his looks. You may look fragile, but greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Amen. you may look fragile. Smith Wigglesworth said, I'm 1,000 times bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. And that's why your real size is not your body. Your body is a suit. Amen. God said in the book of 1 Corinthians 14, when you pray in tongues, your spirit prays. That spirit is bigger than this body. You were fit in. You were compressed here. Amen. Amen. Lift up your right hand and say, I am bigger than my body. Say it again like you mean it. Say it again. Say it again like you mean it. Because the greater one lives inside of me. God could never live inside man until man was made one with God. Either speaketh our known tongue edifieth himself. Okay. Either prophesies edifieth the church. Glory to the Father. The resurrection of Christ on the cross is a proof that his death was sufficient, or is sufficient to take away our sins. Two, the resurrection of Jesus showed to us that death has been defeated once and for all. Let me show you a scripture, Revelation 1:18. Revelation 1:18. Quickly. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Revelation 1:18. Alright. I am he that liveth and was dead. Christ used the word was dead. Amen. Amen. Look up. Look up. Look up. The Bible said Christ is the firstborn of the dead. But we saw Elijah waking up someone from the dead. Sorry, Elijah. Lazarus also came back from the grave. Amen. True. But where is Lazarus now? Dead again. Christ did not rise up to die again. Amen. He didn't rise up to die again. Alright, the son of widow that was resurrected, he died again. Amen. Amen. He died again. But when Christ rose, he rose forever. Hallelujah. Amen. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. I've come to announce to you tonight, the devil is not the one that determines when you die. And that's why the devil cannot kill anybody without bringing fear. Amen. Why does he need announcement? Why do you have to have revelations and see yourself dead several times? He's waiting for your approval. He can't do it. The key of death is not with him. Have you noticed that those that confess every time that they can't die young, they end up not dying young? But those who are not sure, how can you not be sure? Amen. The key of hell and death is with Christ. Amen. Amen. The key of death and hell is with who? Is with who? Is with who? Why? Christ did not just rise up from the dead. He took the keys. None of my children can come here without my permission. If God be for us, who can be against us? You and your faithlessness. Now let me show you a scripture. 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 20 to 22. Quickly, my time. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 20 to 22. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Amen. 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 Why can't the grave hold him? I will tell you the answer. No one went into the grave with the Holy Spirit. None.
And that's the reason why you have the Spirit of God. And the Bible said, if that same Spirit that rose Christ from the dead be in you, that same Spirit will quicken your mortal body. Why do we have hopes of resurrection? Even if we die before Christ comes, amen, we have hope that we're going to rise again when He comes. Amen. Why? Because we have the Holy Spirit. That was the assurance of His resurrection. All that died, none of them had the Holy Ghost. None. The best the Holy Ghost could do then was that He could actually, you know, be on them. The anointing upon. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstborn, first fruit of them that slept. Verse 21. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection from the dead. Christ did not rise as God. He rose as a man. He was called Son of Man to be the true representation of what you were created to do as a man. He came to define your assignment. He came to define the realm you are to live. He came to define the capacity you have. Christ came to define you. He was called Son of Man because He came to show you how man should live. He came to show you what you have in yourself, the capacity, and when He was going to rise, He said, greater things than these ye shall do. Greater things than these. He came to show you how God has, how He has created you to function. Alright, should you be standing beside, be in front of someone who is demon possessed, and then you've laid hands for 20 minutes, and then you say, this demon is a stubborn one. That's not true. There is only a man who is not operating in the class he ought to. Amen. Have you seen that before? Some will carry broom and flog the girl. Once the girl is tired, say, I'm free. Amen. Our deliverance is not by brooms. Amen. Amen. Look up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, there was a time my younger sister shared this story. They said she was demon possessed. So they locked her up in the to fast, marathon fasting for 7 days. Every night, I would sneak into the church with bread and egg and tea and call my younger sister out before they kill her for me. Amen. I prepare a table before her. In the presence of me and God. Hallelujah. Amen. Alright. Is it good to ask someone who is actually suffering from an oppression to go and fast? Alright. As much as it can be okay. Much more than that, Christ said to you who is trying to conduct deliverance that without fast prayer and fasting, this kind would not live. So fasting to who? The oppressed or the deliverer? Amen. No one is the deliverer except Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Go back to that scripture, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 21. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection from the dead, verse 22. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. The resurrection of Christ was not selfish. It was not about Him. Amen. Let me show you a scripture. Hebrews 12. Turn your Bibles there. Hebrews 12 verse 2. No, start from verse 1. Hebrews 12. Alright. We have all seen that we are compassed about with so a great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight of sin that doth easily beset us. And let us run the race with patience. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. Amen. Why did Christ endure the cross? For the joy that was set before Him. What was the joy set before Him? You. Amen. What was the joy set before Him? Alright, listen, let me tell you why I know that. The devil was tempting Christ with scripture in the book of Matthew chapter number 3. If Christ had it not settled in His mind, If the purpose for his coming was not about you, he could have sold out in Matthew chapter number 3. When the devil said, you don't have to die. I can give you what you came to die for. But that was not the joy that was set before him. That was not all he came for. The joy that was set up before him is that Christ will die. And we cannot say, as he is, so are you in this place. Alright, they called us Christ Christians, Christ-like. Those that call them Christ-like didn't have the Holy Ghost. But in the correct scripture, we are not Christ-like, we are Christ-as. By the Holy Ghost. Glory to the Father. Amen. When Jacob came to stand before Isaac to receive the blessing, the Bible said the mother, Rebekah, she had killed a ram and prepared the venison for Isaac. And then she covered him with the skin. And Isaac saw Jacob, and said, come near me, my son. Let me smell the smell of your raiment. Next 27, verse 27 said, he came near him and smelled the smell of his raiment and said, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. And then he began to rain blessed. He said, the skin is the skin of Esau, but the voice of Jacob. What was he touching? He was touching a sacrifice that died for someone to receive a blessing. When you come before the throne of prayer to receive, Hebrews 4 verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find help in times of need. When you come to stand before God, the reason why you can't stand with fear is because someone had died for you to stand in him. So when you are before God, you are not alone. The voice may be the voice of shadow, but the person is the person of Christ. And that's why there is no intimidation before our Father. Each time we come before God, we come with full assurance. Why? It is not about you. It is about what he has made available. Glory to God. I said glory to God. I said glory to God. The empty tomb is an assurance that sickness and suffering will not have the final say over you. The empty tomb is the assurance. I'd like to tell anyone here with any sickness that Christ rose from the dead. That same spirit that took Christ up from the grave is able to quicken your mortal bodies. Can I hear a big amen to that? Yes. Alright, when Christ died, listen, amen, look up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If someone died because of a sickness and you prayed for the fellow and the person came back from the dead, if the sickness is not healed, the person will die again. True? Amen. If the sickness is not healed, the person will what? Die again. Alright, all the pangs of chains that was lashed upon him, by the time he rose up from the grave, he rose up victorious. No pain could be felt again. Nothing. No sickness can withstand the power of resurrection. Can I hear a big amen to that? Can I hear a big amen to that? Can I hear a big amen to that? And lastly, the resurrection of Jesus, I like to listen to this very well, is a proof that this material world matters to God. And that's where I'm actually going to end tonight. The resurrection of Jesus from the grave is a proof that this material world matters to God. Amen. Look up. Have you discovered that when Christ rose up, he stood up as a man? Man, man, man. Alright? Man sinned. Man came to die for the sin of man. Man rose up from the grave, and man is seated with God. That's the reality of our redemption. Do you understand? Do you understand? Man sinned, Adam. God became man to die for your sins, my sins, our sins. man rose up from the grave. Man went up to sit at the right hand side of God. Man is actually there, standing there, advocating for our sins day and night. John was saying, little children, these are right unto you that you sin not, but if any man sin, you have an advocate of the Father. Man is actually standing there to plead the cause of man. That tells you that man matters to God. Man matters to God. Some of you think God just created us to wander this earth, and then when we die, we don't mean anything to God. Amen. God is not an opportunist. He's not. Glory to God. Now, look at the book of Hebrews, Luke 24, from verse 36 to 43. Luke 24, project it quickly. Luke 24, verse 36 to 43. Luke 24, 36 to 43. Think one. All right. As the dove spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. Now, go to verse 37. Make it fast. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. Can you see that? They thought they had seen a... Is Christ still a spirit? I think that's the part many Christians get wrong. Amen. He came as a man. This has to become a reality to you. He died a man. He rose up not a spirit, because they were thinking they've seen the spirit. He rose up as a man. Touch yourself. Touch your hands. Touch. Amen. Christ rose up with material body. And that's why, if you look at John 21, we're going there. He could still eat bread. Amen. Have you seen spirit eating bread? You know, in this part of Nigeria, Yoruba, we are one kind. Amen. Yorubas are one kind. It is in Yoruba land. You see, someone said he saw a dead body buying bread in the market. Well, that's not true. Spirit can relate with this physical world. Christ came and he could still tell Thomas to trust his hands to his side. Why? Because they have the same materials that can interact together. Until the Holy Spirit brings these things to you as a revelation, you'll still be far away. The Bible says that as the heaven is higher than the earth, so are the ways of God higher than our ways. Is that kilometer distance? We are talking about the distance between his understanding and your understanding. The distance between two realms. What's the length there? What's the distance between a dead man and a living man? Kilometers. Christ did not die to come back as one. He came back in your form with oars in his hands. Though with a glorified body, with flesh and bones, no blood. Why? He had offered the blood. Amen. He had what? Offered the blood. Do you know what Christ did? He came as an high priest. Who did not just offer a sacrifice to cover our sins, but a sacrifice to take them away once and for all. Then he also went far above the heavens and then offered it. It was a sign that the requirement has been met. Why couldn't anyone just choose to die for the sin of man? Vain was not enough. If Abraham had killed Isaac out of sin, Isaac's blood was not enough to take away the sins of man. Why? Because Isaac had the nature of sin. But by the Holy Ghost, Christ did not. By the Holy Ghost, Christ what? Did not. He was qualified both to die and not to be held captive in the grave. Glory to the Father. I said glory to the Father. The material world matters. You matter to God. God is so much depending on you to spread his kingdom on the face of the earth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit. You are the body he can relate with to spread the kingdom. Without a body, no spirit has legal access to this realm. No spirit has legal, interaction. No God cannot do anything as touching this realm without man. Why? You see, God's omnipotency is with the jurisdiction of his word. God cannot lie because his word says he cannot lie. Amen? He cannot lie. His word said so. He cannot deny himself. Why? His word said so. Amen? And let God alone be true and every man a liar. Glory. I said glory to God. Look at the book of Genesis number 2. It says that God caused it to rain upon the earth because there was no man to till the ground. Let me tell you something. As much as God truly depends on you to spread his kingdom on earth, I will also tell you that when you are busy messing up, your replacement is busy warming up. He said, if you fail to praise me, I will raise up stones. And some of us come to a point and then we are full of ourselves that God has vested his anointing upon me. And that's what the devil was telling Jesus. If you are the Son of God, jump from this mountain. After all, he has commanded that he will give his angels charge over your feet. What you are saying is that if you are the Son of God, God has invested so much in you. He will not just throw you, mess up. If Christ said no to messing up, why should you use the scripture to cover it? Amen. Why should you use a scripture? Now turn your Bibles to John 21. As I close, John 21. Thank you, Father. Go to verse 10. John 21, verse 10 to 14. Now look at it. Jesus said unto them, bring fish which you have now caught. Can you see what? Amen. What Christ was saying, bring fish which you have now caught. Verse 11. Simon Peter went up and drew the net and to the land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet not the net broken. Verse 12. Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And all the disciples thus asked him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord, the resurrected Jesus was asking them, come, let us eat. God did not simply throw away man after resurrection. He still left him as a man. He gave up the title, the only begotten of the Father, just to become like you. One of your kind is seated in heaven, advocating for you. It's our reality. And how are we able to do this? By the Holy Ghost. If the spirit that raised Christ from death be in you, that same spirit will quicken your mortal bodies. That tells you that there is something called revival. And the Holy Ghost is the spirit of revival. There is something called revival. The Holy Ghost is that spirit. If it's in you, it's going to revive. The word to revive means to quicken. It's going to quicken. Quicken your mortal body. It's going to make them function. He's the quickener. The Holy Spirit cannot be... Amen. By the grace of God, the agenda of this conference is to wake you up and keep you awake. Majority of us have been relating with God far away. The distance between heaven and earth, I said, is the distance between dead and someone who is alive. Do you know that's the distance between many believers and their Bible? They read the Bible, but revelation is too far from them. Too far. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We have not received again the spirit of bondage to fear. We have not. We have not. Christ did not die to keep you in your usual state. You are not the way you used to be. You are entirely new. You are strange. You don't get to a place asking that God should bring men to cross the river. You start it. All that God needs for his kingdom to reign is for a man to be available. Amen. All that God needs for a man to be what?
Available.
That's all. Availability. Who shall we send? And that's the cry tonight. The reason there is so much confusion in the body of Christ is because there are men who are interacting with the word but not with the person of the word. When you come, how can you have the Holy Spirit and not bless you into the character of the kingdom? The Holy Spirit is not just the spirit by which we speak in tongues. When Great Britain came to colonize Nigeria, we didn't just speak English. We learned their culture. How can you have the governor of the kingdom and speak in tongues without the character of the kingdom? They didn't call them Christians because they speak in tongues. They saw Christ in them. They knew they were not learned, but they still saw Christ in them. Amen. I said, Amen. If that same spirit that rose Christ from the dead be in you, that self same spirit will quicken your mortal bodies. You are not just to be quickened and go back to sleep. You are to stay awake. And that's what many believers do. Once there is a quickening, then they go back to their sleep. Alright, talk to your neighbor. Say, God is calling you to stay awake. Glory to the Father. Lift your hands wherever you are seated tonight and bless God. Alright, thank Him for the activity of His Spirit in your life. It brings us into the understanding of all these things. Lift your hands wherever you are seated. Thank Him. Bless Him. Bless Him. Without the Spirit of the Lord, all these things yet remains a mystery. Mark 4:11 says, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Unto you it is given. Unto you it is given that you'll be made of quick understanding. Unto you it is given. Unto you it is given to know. Unto you it is given. Unto you it is given. So it is not about the number of the house. It is about someone who is coming up to a reality. Someone who is coming up to a stand and say, henceforth, I choose to begin to walk in the reality of the Spirit. God is not dealing with the crowd. He is being specific. You are the one coming and saying, Lord, I bring myself before you. Something called a relationship with God, intimacy with Him, fellowship. Bringing us into the fellowship of what Christ has done. Right, wherever you're seated, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Be on your feet. I'm done tonight. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm praying the Holy Ghost. I'm praying the Holy Ghost. The fervent and effectual prayer of the righteous maketh tremendous power available. He had died and rose us up after the order of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He has quickened us back to Himself, giving us the Spirit to go, representing Him everywhere. Not as confused believers, but as one that has accurate understanding, one that has been guided to all truth. And this is the call of God. This is His call for this time, for us to come into all truth. Lift your hands wherever you are standing here, all over this place. Just say, Holy Spirit, fill me afresh tonight. The move of God is going to take place in seconds. Fill me afresh tonight. It doesn't matter the height and the level that you might be operating in. This is the reality that there is more. And that's your call tonight. Father, fill me again afresh. My ministry needs up to the end that you fall down in a service. If you fall down an ignorant believer, you rise up an ignorant believer. The move of the Spirit is that through the interaction of His Spirit with His Word, it keeps you on your feet spiritually. We are not here for this conference to see men that will fall under the anointing. That's not the true demonstration of power. The demonstration of power is that the Word is able to produce a change in you. And that's why you must cry for it upon the thirsty ground of water. Hold on. Amen. Do you know that appetite is not the reflection that you are not filled? Or that you are, or amen, that you are not filled. Somebody may not be filled and yet he doesn't have appetite. Alright? Loss of appetite is a sign of sickness. When a believer loses spiritual thirst for God, he's spiritually sick. Somebody may be filled, but he still has more appetite. So appetite is not a sign that a man is not full, but it's a sign that the man wants more and is healthy spiritually. So it's not about what you have before, but do you have something within you still crying for more? That's the true proof that you are healthy. Because the more you know is the more you know you don't know. Talk to God tonight. Tell him, let him know the depth of your test. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.